You know, coffee breaks, right? You go out and get some fresh air or maybe some fresh ideas at the office coffee pot. Well, that may be a thing of the past. As of yesterday in San Francisco, Starbucks fans can order their coffee through the Uber Eats app and get it delivered for a flat fee of $2.49, a service that's headed to New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, then beyond. Will you use it? Sam Okas is editorial director of QSR Magazine. They track things fast food. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Robin.
And first of all, there's been a great debate in this office as to whether this is convenience at its finest or the end of civilized society as we know it, with people not going out anymore. But just remind us, I mean, people might be saying, what? Wait, I thought you could order things already. What is advanced or new about this?
Well, what's new about this is Starbucks getting into the game at this scale, and certainly as they roll it out to most of their locations, that's going to be a very a huge endeavor. And the thing about Starbucks doing it as well is, you know, this is, if you have a $4, $5 cup of coffee, you know, that's a little different to order that for delivery than it is for your maybe $12 salad, or if you're ordering $25 worth of food for your family.
Right.
So it's a little bit different than other restaurants.
Well, yeah. I mean, are you willing to pay almost half the price of the cup of coffee for the coffee? And apparently people are. Starbucks tested this out in Miami last year. They found it to be very successful. Who's doing this? Do we know?
Well, I'd wager that a lot of millennials are doing this, but it's probably unfair to just stake this on millennials. You know, it's probably most consumers today want more convenience. We're so used to getting anything we want at the touch of a smartphone button, and that's no different than with food. And if we don't have to leave our office to get a lunch or get a cup of coffee, then all the better.
Well, of course, as I pointed out to several young coffee-drinking people in our office meeting this morning, go ahead. You know, you're just turning yourself into a hostage. You know, you're the one that's trapping yourself inside the building. But I want to note, it's not just coffee. Starbucks said 95% of its menu is going to be on the Uber Eats in the coming weeks in one of these big cities. Why would Starbucks do it? Don't you lose something if you don't have someone coming in and noticing, you know, a cookie they also want?
Yeah, you might lose some upselling opportunities. That's true. But at the same time, you gain a whole new potential audience. So anybody who wasn't going to go to Starbucks before because they didn't have the time, or maybe it was too far away to get to walk down there, suddenly this is a potential consumer. And so I think it's probably worth it for them. Now, I will say, you know, Starbucks is an experience. You walk in, you get the smell of the coffee and of their food. You know, maybe you don't want to wait in line, but at the same time, coffee shops typically are a matter of the experience you get in that restaurant. And so you lose some of that. But at the same time, again, if we can get convenience and we don't have to even move out of our desk chair, then maybe it's worth it.
Well, you also get, you know, folk singers and the latest information. Oh, wait, that's old coffee shops. I mean, you know, it used to be the coffee shops were a place you went for the communal aspect. So obviously, people using the service aren't interested in that. Also, talk about this flat rate, $2.49. Does that mean that somebody's going to call an Uber, because $2.49, that's nothing, to maybe drive 10 feet to their office from the Starbucks?
Yeah, I guess it depends. I mean, $2.49, if all you did was order a $5 espresso drink, is $2.49 worth it? And, you know, if you mark up your drink by a third, maybe it's not necessarily worth it. But if you're ordering for your whole office, maybe you get $50 worth of orders for your floor, suddenly $2.49 seems actually pretty good. But they might actually lose money on the fact that the $50 orders, $2.49 is nothing.
Right. And for the consumer, if the Starbucks is across town, that makes sense. If it's right downstairs, I mean, that's just kind of crazy right there. But just talk about this, the whole field of food delivery, Instacart, Grubhub, DoorDash. How is this world being transformed?
Well, it's interesting. So the name of the game today is off-premises. That's the term for the restaurants that are getting into the game of delivery, mobile ordering. You know, if you have takeout with mobile order ahead, it's all kind of under this umbrella of off-premises. And, you know, what this is it's giving all of these restaurant companies, specifically the quick service restaurant companies, the fast food restaurants, an opportunity to get in front of millennials and other very prized consumers. And that's what they're all focused on right now, because suddenly they might be, you know, hip or cool if they can be found on that app that all the millennials are using. So they're focusing a lot of their attention on that. And, you know, the numbers point to the fact that sales are really going up for delivery orders and for mobile order ahead orders. So this is proving to be incredibly lucrative for especially the fast food chains.
Which is why Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley have both valued Uber at the record-breaking $120 billion, in large part because they see upside to these spin-off services like Uber Eats. Where's Uber headed next, do you think?
Uber Eats has an advantage in that all of the logistics behind Uber itself make Uber Eats kind of a sure bet when it comes to the food delivery process, when they have this fleet of drivers already ready to go. But one of the things about delivery right now is there are so many competitors out there, and so it sort of spreads the dollars around. But yeah, I think Uber is banking on the fact that they are Uber. They have this incredible scale that they can leverage when they are getting Uber Eats out there. And so I think that's something that they're really going to bank on.
Sam Okus, editorial director of the fast food trend magazine QSR. Sam, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
You know, Robin, in Buenos Aires, for years, they walk around and deliver espressos to people's offices in white gloves, by the way. That's what we need.
Well, when someone can bring me my soda, I know it's a terrible habit.